Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
O Lord, whom darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness.
And illumine your church.
Joyous light of glory.
Holy immortal
Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to your glory. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from Matthew. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Brian Wilkerson rewrote the Beatitudes to express the ways we live nowadays. He wrote, "Blessed are the rich and famous because they can always get a seat at the best restaurants. Blessed are the good-looking, for they shall be on the cover of People magazine. Blessed are those who party, for they know how to have fun. Blessed are those who take first place in the division, for they shall have momentum going into the playoffs. Blessed are the movers and shakers, for they shall make a name for themselves. Blessed are those who demand their rights, for they shall not be overlooked. Blessed are those who are the healthy and fit, because they don't mind being seen in a bathing suit. Blessed are those who make it to the top, because they get to look down on everyone else." Now, those are pretty odd statements. And if you don't really think about them and go through them quickly, they can seem rather humorous. But if you do think about them, they aren't funny at all. They describe the things we value in our society. And when we see that, it grows uncomfortable. They are cultural. They express our culture. But Jesus was countercultural. "Blessed are the meek," Jesus said, "for they shall inherit the earth." Really? The meek? The ones who are unassuming, who aren't movers and shakers and don't demand their rights? They are the ones who will make it to the top? Well, yes. But you see, Jesus is talking about a different mountain to climb. He's not talking about worldly power and wealth and fame. No, he's dealing with something even more important than that. The meek live in a right relationship with God. The meek know that it's not about them. They live knowing who they are and who God is, and knowing that we are all sinners, sisters, and brothers in God's family. They live receiving the compassion and care of God and give compassion and care openly to others. The meek don't consider their own worth, but value the worth of others. And Jesus says these are the ones who will inherit the earth. The poor and meek who've never had a break will get some land. The promised land, the promised place with God that God has prepared. This is who makes it to the top in God's world. Our second beatitude tonight is just as countercultural and maybe even more upsetting. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus told us, for they shall be satisfied. Now, of course, we all want to be righteous. We want to live our lives God's way and following what God would have us do. But that's not all that Jesus is talking about here. The hungering and thirsting for righteousness also includes desperately wanting God's righteousness to be put in place in our world. And that's not so comfortable, because God's righteousness includes social justice for all sorts of people we'd rather ignore or use to our own advantage. There's a call in this beatitude to make the world God's world, There's a call to care for each other, to take action, to right the wrongs of our world, to walk in the shoes of the oppressed, the beaten down, the forgotten, the hungry, and the poor. And that's a challenge for us, because it is so much easier just to live our comfortable lifestyles and worry about looking good in a bathing suit or get the best seat at a restaurant. Clarence Jordan wrote the Cotton Patch version of the New Testament, which is a modern translation with a southern accent, fervent, earthy, and rich in humor. Here's how he translates this beatitude. Those who have an unsatisfied appetite for the right are God's people. And that means not just being right ourselves, but being right for everyone too. Now, most of you have heard me say many times that the gospel comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. The two Beatitudes tonight do both. May God give us the courage and the grace to live them. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us.